Bennington, New Jersey has been in business for over 37 years. We are highly competitive buyers of gold, silver, and platinum coins, jewelry, and scrap metals, and have recently been named the exclusive gold buyer for Diamond Nation and HealthQuest. We also provide professional appraisal, sales, and liquidation services for individuals, law firms, estate trustees, and bank trust departments in New Jersey and Philadelphia. Include gold, certified rare date and modern coins, numismatic supplies and books, gold, silver, and platinum bullion, paper currency, United States proof, and mint sets, including current issues. From junior collector to the experienced investor, Rab Coins has been for numismatists since 1974. Founder and owner, Randy Block, an expert numismatist, has been an active member of the coin industry for over 45 years. Visit us at 56 Main Street in historic downtown Flemington or call toll-free 1-800-819-9875.
At Crown Trophy of Flemington, we have thousands of products for you to choose from. Whether you're looking for trophies, plaques, or corporate awards, Crown Trophy of Flemington is your one-stop shop. We feature acrylic and crystal awards and promotional products for any occasion. We build and engrave all awards right on site, and we're a leading supplier of varsity jackets for local sports teams. We provide quality customer service and great pricing. Crown Trophy of Flemington is conveniently located in the Staples Shopping Center in Flemington. Crown Trophy of Flemington, we're trophies and a whole lot more.
For over 50 years, Hunterdon Medical Center has been a leader in delivering comprehensive medical and health services to our community. Our staff is committed to providing the highest quality of care to our patients. If you need a physician, we can refer you to over 300 of the best. Call Hunterdon Medical Center's Physician Referral Service at 1-800-511-4HMC or visit us on the web at www.hunterdonhealthcare.org.
All right, so welcome back here to Talented People. I'm Jeannie Murphy. It's already 3:48 in the afternoon on April 26th, and I'm talking with the Hunterdon family of the Hodicka family. And I have the father, Joe. I've got a daughter, Heidi, and mother, Laura. And we're missing one other superstar, the MC of the event on May 12th, because he's in school right now. His name's Joey Hodicka. And they've got, okay, so they've got the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce Foundation, the Deer Path Park YMCA, Flemington Car and Truck Country, and Productive Play offering this venue on May 12th. That's going to be so much fun on Friday night from 6 to 9, basically only $10 for someone to sign up, a child between 4th and 8th grade. Family members otherwise are free. There's only 40. We've got about half sold out already. You have to sign up online, hunterdon-chamber.org, and then register. You have to register by May 5th as well.
That's right.
So feel free to add on to it. Tell everybody again about some of the things that you're going to be doing that night, just so we can let them know again.
Absolutely. So it starts out with a really awesome rock concert. We've got a rock band that really is, it's of kids, by kids, for kids.
And
this
he
event,
said classic
right?
rock, which is so
absolutely.
Funny.
They
love
can,
it.
They can watch them on YouTube. So if you want to know what kind of music they have, just go on YouTube. So, and they have a site.
Absolutely. It's a Schoolhouse Rock band out of Somerville.
Cannot wait. I really can't wait for this night. It's going to be so much fun.
I loved watching their Purple Rain video, by the way. But we're definitely going to be upping the ante on the music. It's going to be cranking. It's not going to be that casual. But that was a really awesome video I saw them do. So we're going to start out with that concert. And then Steve Califer, the chairman of Flemington Car and Truck Country and Somerset Patriots, is going to be doing the kickoff keynote to the children and to the parents. He's going to share, you know, his energy, passion for entrepreneurialism, his story of how he went about, you know, achieving the great successes, the many successes that he's had in life, and how he's been able to leverage that model in a way to make the other kinds of impacts he wants to make in the world as a result of the work that he's been able to do through his businesses.
Tell us what he said when you guys first shared with him your game launch, which is the kind of the cornerstone of the night, is playing the game to win. One lucky kid is going to win a Mac AirBook.
A MacBook Pro, a MacBook Air. Yeah. That's exactly right. Yeah, it was funny. So Steve pulls out the game and he sees the game. And just as we're starting to talk about that, he sees the Young Entrepreneur Dictionary that Joey and Heidi put together to support the game. And he grabs that next before we even finish talking about the game, flips it open, and immediately sees net profit. You guys are teaching kids about net profit? It's about time we finally have some way to teach kids about business. Are you kidding me? This is fabulous. Hey, everybody, check this out. He's yelling through the office. It was incredible. It was electric, and that's how it's going to be that night.
I was unfortunately not there when that happened.
Good. You get to feel the energy, right, because your employees came back and told you. They had to give you a status update. Oh, my goodness. What about you, Laura?
Yeah, I was not there, but yes, being an employee of Heidi and Joseph, they remind us all the time that they could fire us at any moment, so we really have to perform. So yes, Joe went.
What about the next meeting when we're down the stadium, right? I mean, yeah, absolutely.
What fun it must be to have this going on. So tell us about like this evening. What will you guys be doing for like after when you get Joey? Just because you're the family that works together and you're working on a big project together.
Well, I believe we might have a little bit of a photo opportunity tonight because I think Heidi is just on the verge of counting out the very last dollars to fulfill this for this next order of 100 games.
Wow.
And so we are so excited to be putting all these pieces together and all the finishing touches on that first order of 100 games.
How exciting.
That's a major milestone.
Really? This is a good day. This is exciting.
Yeah.
Just cause to celebrate, right?
Mm-hmm.
So then how long will it take for you to get the games back?
To get them back?
Once you put the order in?
No, we literally have the materials.
Them,
we're assembling. Yeah,
we're part of the process
on this one. We want to know every bit of the process, right, Heidi?
Yeah.
It's all learning experience.
Oh, good. What a good time. All right, so anything else going on you want to share with everybody at the end of the day here?
Well, I think there's definitely a few more exciting events that we're going to be able to talk about real soon because these community relationships that are backing and helping support this first event are already helping to innovate new camps, curriculum learning programs during the school year, even clubs. And so you can really see, you know, what we're sharing with you about this event coming up on May 12th and what we're sharing about the game, you can really start seeing the foundation for a whole new method of learning with creativity and innovation and entrepreneurialism.
And we want to make sure that everybody listening out there actually does realize that this event that is going on at the Y is a simulation, actually, like that where if you're out there listening, there's so many, like you say, organizations, clubs, summer camps going on right now. If they're looking for some kind of an activity that they could do that will keep the kids so happy, and it's like you said, Heidi, right, it's fun. It's not like a test at school. You get to play a game and learn how to launch a business from the beginning to the IPO.
That's right.
So it's like, oh my goodness, right? And so, and I want you to know, by the way, we did get a phone call from a very, very important college in the area that does want you guys to be involved with their summer curriculum. So we're talking to them on the phone.
Fantastic.
Yeah, so that's pretty
cool.
What a great day, right? Good news all around. So anyway, again, we just want to remind you that there is the way to register for this very limited seating event at the Y at Deer Path Park on May 12th from 6 to 9 is to go to the 100-chamber.org website, click on events, click on May 12th, and register. You have to register your kids by May 5th, and there really is only a couple seats left, and then there's a chance for on top of a good time and to learn how to play the game, chance to win this Mac Air book. Is that the way you say it? Well, I don't know why it doesn't sound right.
MacBook Air.
MacBook Air, yeah. All right, so anyway, one more thing. Everybody here, leave our listeners with something, each one of you.
I'm absolutely bursting. I'm so excited for May 12th. That's literally like not even seeing the time tick off the clock. I'm so excited.
I'm so excited to be able to teach more kids about the learning experience of business and how to start their own business.
And we just hope to see everyone there. And even if you don't get to, you know, you're late in registration and you can't make it, you know, just come to our website. Look to see what we have. We'd love to talk to you and get your ideas.
Right. And you can go to the website, productiveplay.com, and order the game.
Productiveplay.net.
Excuse me. And order the game, and then also don't forget to register. So I'm Jeannie Murphy again. This is the Hedicka family here from Hunterdon County making waves across the nation here, both on the air and off the air. So we hope you have a great week. Thanks for listening, Townspeople.
The news is sponsored by the Hunterdon Medical Center. Hunterdon Medical Center was started by families for families. Inside our circle of care, we offer coordinated care for your entire family, led by our outstanding family medicine physicians and specialists. Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care. If you need a physician, call Hunterdon Medical Center's Physician Referral Service at 1-800-511-4HMC or visit us on the web at www.hunterdonhealthcare.org.
USA Radio News with Jason Wirt.
Today I'm signing a new executive order to end another egregious abuse of federal power and to give that power back to the states and to the people where it belongs.
President Trump announcing executive action to reverse Obama administration actions using the Antiquities Act to claim large patches of land and block them from oil drilling or other exploration. The president said it was time to end governmental abuse of acts like the Antiquities Act.
The Antiquities Act does not give the federal government unlimited power to lock up millions of acres of land, and it's time we ended this abusive practice.
U.S. senators climbing aboard buses today. They're heading to the White House for a classified update on North Korea. Top military and intelligence officials will be providing the briefing on nuclear weapons and the threat posed by North Korea. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Howdy, folks. Colonel Sanders here to announce that KFC's new spicy, crispy Zinger chicken sandwich is now available in a $5 fill-up for a limited time. Why? Because who wants to spend $7 on a meal at a burger place when you could spend $5 on a hand-breaded Zinger chicken sandwich, wages, a cookie, and a drink at KFC? I mean, we specialize in chicken. You need another reason? I didn't think so. Try the Zinger in a $5 fill-up at KFC today. KFC, it's finger-licking good. Limited time offer at participating KFCs. Tax extra.
Hi, I'm Wayne Allyn Root. I was one of the biggest critics of Obama in the national media. Suddenly, I was under massive IRS attack. So I hired Sam Landis. Sam did an amazing job. We won twice. I didn't owe a penny. Thank you, Sam Landis. Many of you have IRS problems, and you've spent thousands with non-lawyer tax resolution firms. Do yourself a favor. Call Sam Landis for a free consultation. Trust me, Sam Landis is the best. Sam saved my life. Call Sam at 800-WE-HELP-YOU with the letter U. That's toll-free, 800-WE-HELP-YOU with the letter U. 800-WE-HELP-YOU.
France has released their report on the chemical weapons attack in Syria, proving it was the Syrian government of Bashar al-Assad behind the assault. Bill Zinfer files this report.
The French foreign minister released details of the report today, saying analysis of samples taken at the scene of the attack showed without a doubt that sarin gas was used. French intelligence services were also able to match the production method used to a previous attack by the Syrian government in 2013. Russia immediately rejected ties to the Assad regime, saying the only way to determine responsibility was with an impartial international investigation.
A huge explosion this morning in North St. Louis leveled a home, sending an entire wall into the home next door. According to St. Louis Fire Department officials, a vacant building exploded around 8:40. One building is entirely leveled. Debris is covering neighboring roofs. Fire officials have been going door to door through the neighborhood, checking on residences and making sure natural gas systems are turned off. USA Radio News.
Get that spring flooring project done with incredible deals from Lumber Liquidators. This week, get the best selection of Woodlook waterproof flooring up to 24% off. All water-resistant Dream Home Ultra X2O laminate is 11 to 13% off. And get 10% off pre-finished engineered hardwood and engineered bamboo. They're great for every environment and every level of your home. More deals from 69 cents plus special financing. Get the perfect floor with deals from Lumber Liquidators today.
A brazen robbery in Paraguay led to the robbers getting away with $8 million, and it sounded like something out of a movie. Here's more on the story from Bill Zinfer.
The robbery was more like a military assault than an armed robbery, as 50 men armed with automatic rifles, dynamite, and anti-aircraft guns hit a private security vault and police headquarters in a town near the Brazilian border. One police officer and three suspects were killed in the ensuing gun battle, which ended when robbers used speedboats to cross a river into Brazil. The group, believed to be comprised of Brazilian gangsters, got away with an estimated $8 million.
A Mississippi teenager able to break into the front seat of a police car and lead police on an 8-mile chase. Here's Randy Bell.
Law enforcement officers are accustomed to having horsepower on their side when they're chasing somebody. But in Lamar County, a teenager being pursued was driving a stolen patrol car.
It was pretty evenly matched, but, you know, the officers were better trained and just glad nobody was hurt.
Sheriff Danny Riegel says they were able to stop the car by flattening the tires after about an eight-mile chase in the Oak Grove area. A couple of patrol cars were rammed during that pursuit. The 16-year-old boy had been in the back of the patrol car, but managed to get behind the wheel and take off. Randy Bell in Jackson.
Oscar-winning director Jonathan Demme has died at the age of 73 from esophageal cancer. Some of his movies include The Silence of the Lambs, Philadelphia, and the remake of The Manchurian Candidate. USA Radio News.
Good afternoon, everyone, and welcome to the Hunterdon Chamber Radio and the Human Side. That's the name of our show today. My name is Dave White. I'm with Performance Leadership.